Mercer.
I'm Matt Pangrack.
This is the Cull, a weekly sport fishing debate show. And this week, it's classic week. So
we're doing this one?
We're doing it. I mean, okay. Jason Christie will spend the majority of his time on Grand Lake offshore scoping in his attempt to try and become a two-time Bassmaster Classic champion. Keep our call hanging.
We're talking about the greatest power fisherman to ever launch his boat on Grand Lake. The man who has a series of spinner baits named after him, who has made shallow power fishing on Grand Lake early in the year his strong suit, what he has hung his hat on for the past two decades.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Same dude.
There's a lot to unpack here, Dave. What are your thoughts? You've been witness to what's happened in the first quarter of the Elite Series season. Maybe you've talked to Jason about this. What does your gut feeling tell you?
Oh, I just think it's, I mean, everything tells me that he'll be up where we want to see him. I mean, you want to see
him. Where we've seen him just historically in past classics on Grand in March.
But everything statistically from what I've seen so far this year points out, as much as people may want to not hear that. And if you look at Fork as a prime example, you know, you had fish that were moving up and sure they got pushed back because of the cold front or delayed a little, but just watching that fishery and watching, I mean, there can be 1,000 fish that pull up, and that is awesome. And it has been awesome every single time we've ever done it in the past, whether you're competing in the classic or not, you're fishing for 1,000 fish. But when you think about it, the 1,000 that are up are dwarfed by the 10,000 that are staging. And I just think that we've learned law of averages. And I think in the past, when you had anglers that were going in and out, for example, Christie's classic win, he scoped in the mornings and then he fished the docks in the afternoon. Nobody even remembers the scoping. That's the amazing thing. That's how powerful of a power angler Jason Christie is. People just, he did it old school. He, you know, he didn't do any of that stuff. Well, but I just think with everything we've seen statistically, that's where it's going to go down. And I think Jason Christie is very good at that. Although the narrative doesn't paint towards him being very good at that. I mean, he won a classic on it. He won a St. Clair event scoping very early before even people were talking
panopticsing. They had to change it to scope because panopticsing wasn't as smooth rolling off the tongue.
Yeah, it doesn't sound smooth at all.
So but what's your answer? You said a lot. What, you haven't given an opinion here.
I don't want him to. I
don't care if you wanted. The question wasn't what you wanted. The question was...
Why are you so aggressive today?
Because I'm trying to put this on you because I'm not sure how to answer this question.
Okay. Thank you for your honesty. Every part of my soul wants to see Jason Christie being Jason Christie in the Bassmaster Classic. And I think our entire industry wants to see a dude like Jason Christie roll up there and be like, this still works. I'm going to show you. But I don't see it happening. I think that it's going to happen out offshore. And I think Jason Christie wants to win the Bassmaster Classic more than he wants to make a statement. And I believe, as much sacrilege as it may seem, Jason Christie is going to spend the majority of his classic scoping. So, yes, keep.
Okay.
Panger, am I allowed in Oklahoma now?
You're allowed in Oklahoma. This is a very difficult one for me, but I'm calling it. And here's why. Grand Lake does not have an overabundant. Grand Lake has a lot of fish that are similar sizes. So it's not like a Toledo Bend where you're going to have a lot of 7, 8, 9 pounders to come in. You're going to have a lot of 3.5, a lot of 3 to 4.25 pound fish. Big one at Grand. You know, we might see a 7 or something, but 5.5 to 6 is a big fish. You look at the team tournaments, there's only been like 4 or 5 bags over 20 in recent team tournaments. Weather trend is warming with good water clarity for this event. We're talking water temps in the mid 50s. There's going to be some cooler nights, but the temperatures are going to be high during the day. grand, I think, this time of the year with a plug and a spinner bait with what Jason Christie does, I don't think he's going to have to contend against mid-20s bags, because the team tournaments, with a lot of talented anglers in Oklahoma that have two anglers that know how to scope, that know how to Dimiki rig, and can throw Alabama rigs, are not seeing mega weight bags. That being said, we have Jason has proven that he can compete with 20 plus pounds up shallow, and you only need one or two of those key bites. Would it shock me if the majority of the top 10 were out scoping? Absolutely not. Would it shock me if Jason Christie mixed in scoping? Absolutely not. But the DNA and his entire family and what he has done, I think he is still going to hang his hat on power fishing. And I say this because he's been posting an exceptional amount about spinning rods on his social media, which I feel like is a red herring to the rest of the field to say, hey, I'm going to go out and scope. And the fact that there are going to be a lot of people.
What the hell is a red herring?
It means that he's leading people in the wrong direction. It means that he's saying, hey, look, I just got my finesse rods in, but he's still planning on throwing the heavy sticks.
Christie would.
But he wants people to think. He wants people to think that he's going to go. He's got so much history. The way that Grand is fishing, the recent weights, and the warming trend leads me to believe that he's going to be stubborn, and he is going to at least start shallow or spend the majority of his time shallow, and should get decent feedback from those fish based on where he knows and the conditions. So I'm calling it. I think he tries to win this tournament power fishing.
I hope you're right. Every part of me.
I'm indifferent
you're right.
On it. I'm indifferent on it.
No, you didn't sound indifferent whatsoever there. I mean, you.
No,
you...
I'm just analyzing what he said, or what I think he's going to do.
Yeah.
I don't care how the classic is won. I just want it to be a good classic with great competition, and compelling storylines.
Okay. All right. So we disagree, but I hope you're right, and I hope I'm wrong, but. We'll
Please
have
tell
to find
me, Dave, that Bass is going to have a camera in Jason Christie's boat on day one.
Oh, I haven't seen the list, but I would guarantee you that Jason Christie, I mean, he is the, honestly, since I'm trying to think of like what Jason Quinn, he might be the biggest Casey Ashley probably, but he might be the biggest pre-tournament favorite going into this classic. I mean, even on our panel at Bass, they did a random thing where we picked our angler of the years, picked our classic champions. And it was like, I think one person, I'm not sure who it was, but one person didn't pick Jason Christie to win this Bassmaster Classic. He's going to have a camera. I mean, he has to have a camera. So I'm going to say, yeah, Christie's got a camera in day one. Has to.
The most intriguing day one of Bassmaster Classic competition that you can remember?
I'd say with everything we've seen going into this, I mean, I think there's some scary things. Like, I mean, Tyler Williams, dude, it is a dark horse, but he's going to throw a jig all day. He spent an incredible amount of time there in pre-practice. So if I got to go with a dark horse rookie pick, I mean, the other thing with the classic is every year I sit and look at the guys at the meeting and I'm like, one of their lives is going to change. And I try to sit and look and think of, it's almost never the person you think, just the way the classic works for whatever reason. But I just think Christie has been there so many times. He's mentally stronger now than he's ever been. And I think he's pretty motivated to win. Who knows who's going to win it, but we disagree on this again, I guess. And
you're going scoping. I'm going power fishing.
I don't
Jason
want it to
Christie.
Happen. I don't want it to happen. I want it to be.
I don't know why you don't want it to happen. I'm looking at it equally.
I just think
I'm not adding any subjective connotations to this.
I just think the universe will explode, Panger. I'll be honest. If somebody
it would
rolls
be fun
out there
to watch it
and
happen.
And does it 100% scoping, Kyoya Fujita, whoever, I believe
Joey
the universe
Mania.
Will explode. People will be like, "That, this is soul, the sanctity of the great sport that I love."
Be a fantastic time to have a podcast. You got a podcast, don't you?
Yeah.
It'd be great time to have a podcast. A lot to talk about after that.
I'm tired of talking about it. Let us know what you think.
And here we are talking about it in our collab.
Exactly.
In our collab
ridiculous.
Show between our two podcasts.
Brayden, it is let us know what you think. Keep her call.
I'll buy a beer in Tulsa, Dave.
Maybe more than one.
That's fair.